Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is George Robbins, your host of Your 1 Minute. Welcome to the show. I hope everybody's having a good evening this evening, and we are ready to talk about your business tonight. So please be sure to dial in. Our call-in number is 347-215-8709. All right. We're going to get the show started with some calls. Hopefully we'll get some earlier. We've got Trisha Milo is watching with us. She's actually handling the chat this evening over on your1minute.ning.com. And, you know, things are looking pretty good over there. And, you know, we've also got Michelle Mann. Want to say hello to her. Tonight's guest is going to be Danny Brand as soon as he calls in. Danny Brand is the owner of Six Shooter TV, which is actually the online presence for Six Shooter motorcycle, custom motorcycle parts. He's one of your 1 Minute's favorite clients, and we've done some work for him, and we're going to be talking about how he uses social media to actually get more people into his store. And when I say store, I mean virtual store. So, again, the phone number is 347-215-8709. And, you know, if you want to call in and tell us about your business, share your website and, you know, give us some insight about what a good lead would be for you. We'll be more than happy to give you that airtime. It's no cost. How about that? That's the best marketing in the world is when you can reach a lot of people for almost nothing. Just want to say hello again to our guests who are in the chat room at your1minute.ning.com. We have Michelle Mann and Trisha Milo in there. Tonight we also have a musical guest, which is one of our favorites. He plays at a lot of our local events, and that's Hal Oling and Friends. Hal's a local Atlanta artist, and he's well-connected in the music industry. And we like to play some of his stuff as background music. You probably heard some of it in Company's Your 1 Minute. So if you're looking for original tracks, this is the gentleman who can help you with that. You know, music is just as important to your presence because it sets a flow or a tone to your message. You know, it's very important to get the right song or in some cases just beats. And that's what Harold Olinger does. So while we're waiting for some calls, we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of Harold's stuff. And who knows, maybe one day you guys out there in your one-minute land will be able to hire Harold for one of your events. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more Your 1 Minute. I'm your host, George Robbins. And it's 347-215-8709. All right. Be right back. Back, we've got our first caller, and we're going to go ahead and get that caller. All right, who's on the line? Caller number one.
That would be me.
Go ahead,
Trisha.
Caller number one. Right. Trisha Milo, wow, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's
How
good to be
you?
Here tonight. I'm great, George. How are you?
I'm good. You know what, Trisha? If you could turn your sound down in the background a little bit for us, it's creating an echo on the line. But welcome.
Okay. Now we're good.
Perfect. So welcome to the show, Trisha. And, you know, we're talking about six-shooter this evening is going to be joining us in a little while. And, you know, some of the things that we've done for them, it seems kind of easy for us, but to him was, you know, I'll let him talk about it. Danny is a great mentor of mine, and, you know, he's a big help in growing your 1 minute. So, and, you know, as a sponsor, he is one of these people who will definitely share with you how this has helped his company.
So what time do you think he'll be on?
He should be on any minute.
Really?
He was in his car. So, you know, we don't encourage driving and talking and texting.
It can be hazardous to your health, that's for sure.
That is for
Well, you
sure.
know, I was excited. I was excited when I realized he was going to be on tonight. I thought, oh, my goodness, I get a chance to talk to him and listen to all his wise words about business.
And you know, yeah, he's been in business as long as, you know, I can remember. His father, back where we come from, which is Worcester, Massachusetts, that's where I was originally dropped on this planet, you could say. Anyways, when I was working when I was working as a news photographer up in the Boston area, you know, I did a story on his company, and he used to have a rubbish removal company, and that was a second generation company in New England. And, you know, he has just taken to me, he was a big help in me understanding how to even get in business. I've been knowing him at least 25 years now, and he's always been that guy you go to for, you know, a different perspective on how business operates. So I look forward to him coming.
All right, and so Six Shooter, he's had that business for how long?
Well, Six Shooter, he's had probably, I don't know, I guess we'll find out from him about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 years that I know of. And before that, he was my partner in another venture that I still continue to this day, which is called What's Up Television. Back in the day, I used to host a TV show in New England that went to probably close to 500,000 viewers every Friday. And that was a music video show. We used to go around New England, and that was back when MTV first started, if that gives you any indication how long ago that was.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was way back. I was the youth host. How about that? That's how far back I was.
You were in what?
Sorry?
You said you were in something. What was it, youth? Or what did you say?
I was the youth host of the show.
Okay, the youth host. Of the show, okay.
You.
You were 12 or what?
Right. Well, you know, I was 19, 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there. But we would go around and host all these hip-hop rap events and such, and then we would shoot a TV show out of it, and then we'd run music videos of famous artists and such. You know, and that came on every Friday after the news. So we had a following, and, you know, it was really fun, and it was a very good learning experience. And that was the first business that Danny and I got into. That still runs to this day. What's Up Television is still on. So.
Wow. Well, that's long running, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty long.
You know, you can actually see some of the old episodes at whatsuptelevision.com. That'll, you know, take you right to where you can see what a youth host looks like back
then. That's what I was
back
thinking.
In the early 80s.
Did you have a fro?
Did I have a fro? No, I pretty much look the way I look now. It's kind of funny. I'm just older.
You mean you haven't changed? Well, I don't think I have.
Maybe if they saw me, they'd be like, oh, yeah, you look different.
Yeah, but see, now you got all those tattoos and piercings all over.
What are you talking? What? Oh, man, I'm afraid of needles. I can't, know.
No,
I don't even
I'm
like ladders.
You don't look like that. You're a nice, you know, clean shaven all the way around, you know, the top of your head and your face, and no piercing.
Eyebrows. Yeah, no piercing. Nothing in the nose.
Okay, we don't want to get too graphic here tonight.
Exactly. Well, anyway, you know, we were talking earlier today about, you know, the power of social media and social video, and you've had some interesting experiences this week. What happened to you? You went to a few meetings? And
well, first of all, there is a hunger, a real hunger for people want to know more and understand what social media is on an individual basis. It's something that business people have heard a lot about. And they think and know, well, maybe they don't know, but they're thinking that they should know something about social media, especially if they have a business and they want to get the word out, go beyond their backyard with their business, that they know that social media is the way to do it. They just don't necessarily get it or know how to do it.
So you're saying that there's a real need for workshops and
education, yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hands-on, you know, everybody bring your laptop.
Is that the way it is at the meetings? Everybody brings their laptop?
No, but I think, you know, I was just thinking that if, you know, if we were going to give a workshop, it would be advantageous for people to do it hands-on. In other words, be in an environment like
That's
a clear
cool.
environment and have them bring your laptops and then just do some basic things. Now we can't get into maybe we can't get into it to that detail because that's pretty detailed, and then you know you have one person that gets stuck. It's kind of like trying to teach a group software. You can't really do that too easily.
Yeah, it takes a little individual time.
Right,
yeah.
lots of individual time.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I think first of all, there needs to be just a general overview of what social media is and maybe a simple way for people to get started.
Hmm. Well, what is social media? I mean, what is social marketing? What are we talking about right now? I mean... You know, we're using Blog Talk Radio, and that's a social network, and we all use Facebook, let's face it. I mean, they say that 50% of all Internet time is on Facebook now. That's a lot.
Right.
That's crazy when you think about that. Now, what are we talking about? Are we talking about businesses marketing themselves, branding themselves, or, you know, are they confused with even what it is or how to use it? What are you finding out there in the world that people are hungry for?
Well, people have, most businesses, in fact, I don't think you can be in business without having a website. So first of all, businesses have a website. A website is very familiar. People understand websites. They understand email. And now most people, especially if you're in business, are starting to use, you know, text messaging. So, you know, we're just talking technology in general. But on online, people are on Facebook. And, of course, the largest growing population or segment of the population now is the baby boomers. It's somewhere between, like, you know, 45 and 60, something like that, that they're getting on Facebook en masse, and that's probably due to the fact that even if you watch television, you know, the news shows, almost every program says to find us on Facebook. So there's lots of advertisers on Facebook as well. So you have Facebook, you have a lot of different social media networks. LinkedIn is growing rapidly also. It's primarily a business, a professional
platform.
Network.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then people understand that these are different ways of connecting with potential customers.
Right.
Customers that they need for their products or services. I mean, that they need, you know, that they want to sell their products or services to. So.
Well, it's an instant connection as well. I mean, it's very instant. You know.
It can.
Yeah.
It can be if you know how to do it. I think that's.
Yeah.
I think that's the frustration, but I think with anything new that you're seeking to learn, you're going to have to spend some time on it. So, you know, study it. You have to study it. You have to spend some time on studying Facebook and how Facebook works. It's, you know, trial and error. There's tutorials. I mean, you can learn a lot online if you're willing to have the discipline to, you know, sit there and teach yourself.
Well, I mean, there are also people out here that are doing things in Facebook that, you know, you can easily watch what somebody's doing and, you know, see there are guides that will help you, you know, to do what some of these other folks are doing. And then there are a number of people out here now. It's a growing field called social media management. You know, major corporations are looking for these types of people simply because, you know, they don't have the time to do this type of, you know, constant. There is a certain amount of time that is needed to really be successful at doing this. You need to tie all of these networks into one location so that, you know, when you say something, you only have to say it once, and it goes out across all these vast networks. So there's a lot of things that people can do, and I can see where the thirst is for knowledge. But I'm kind of wondering, do they even know? I mean, they know that they're thirsty, but do they even really know what they're thirsty for yet? You know, you hear this buzz about video. And people, and that's the hot word right now, video on the internet, period. I don't care what you say, anybody who's talking about marketing on the internet had better be talking about video being involved in it in somehow, some fashion.
Video is.
Frank.
Right. Video is, you know, currently as well as future. In the future is the next evolution in both personal and business communication. So it's just another new way to communicate and communicate more effectively because we can see you.
Well, you remember when you had a business and you didn't have your business cards, people looked at you funny. And then if you didn't have an email address, people looked at you funny. And then if you didn't have a website, people were looking at you cross-eyed funny. Now what's going to happen is if you don't have a video introduction, people are really going to be looking at you funny because they, you know, the speed at which information is being bombarded at folks, they don't want to take the time to sit down to read these long proposals. Plus, video is going to provide you with a personal touch. In other words, they get to see you. They get to hear your voice. They get to familiarize themselves almost before they get a chance to, you know, learn what it is about your business. They see who they're dealing with. So video is a very important part of the way I think you brand yourself as well as your company. And the social media, I mean the social environments that are out there are just audiences of people who are very interested in meeting new people who have new things to say. And those people are usually the ones who have a video. They stand out. You know, that's something different, you know.
Well, there's some, you know, video is all-encompassing. I mean, you have the visual and you have the sound. I mean, it's probably the next best thing to sitting face-to-face with you. I mean, because they get to see you become familiar with who you are, your personality, and just your tone of voice even. And so once you're comfortable with that, that's like a first step. That's your introduction. That's like me coming up to you and say, "Hi, George Robbins, I'm Tricia Milo." And it's that whole first impression that you're going to put out there.
Yeah, and only you're putting it out to 5, 10, 15, 20,000 people at once with one button. Hey, I think Danny's here, so let me see if
Great.
Danny's on the line.
Right.
Go ahead, caller. I think that's Danny.
Hey, George, how you
Brand?
Doing? It's me.
Danny, it is. Danny Brand, owner of Six Shooter Custom Motorcycle Parts out of Mashpee, Massachusetts. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you joined us. Tricia Milo is here with us, as well as Michelle Mann, who is listening in the chat room. And I'm sure that we have many others who are listening on Blog Talk Radio tonight. And we were talking about the power of social media and the power of video as a part of that, as a component of that, and also how we use Facebook to put out announcements and such. And we were wondering, what kind of success have you had working with your 1 minute?
Well, I've had quite a bit of success working with your 1 minute, along with a lot of other things that you got me involved in, actually. It's a situation where we manufacture a small line of motorcycle parts, and we offer them to almost every type of motorcycle owner and manufacturer that there is on the planet. And when we first started, spent quite a bit of money on print advertising, spending over $6,000-$7,000 a month for the first couple of years just to get our brand and our name out there. And while that worked, it's obviously awful draining on the budget. So I had to look around for another way to reach people without breaking the bank at the same time. And social media has turned out to be exactly that perfect fit for Six Shooter. I highly recommend that everybody who owns a business of any kind, it doesn't matter what the industry is, you just can't do business any longer without getting involved in the Internet and social media and video as it all comes together as one. There are so many different programs that you can use for a lot less money. Some of them are even free. And when you use a combination of all of those programs along with somebody's help who is actually a professional at how to manage all of these things and how to use them, then it becomes a tool that, you know, makes you kind of unstoppable with. So that's been my basic experience, yeah.
Yeah, and, your Facebook page, I mean, we've gotten, in the last few months, you've exploded. It's, at 5,000, members. Well, it's 5,000 members or so on your Facebook page. And these are like, dealers and people who are interested in your products, but it's also manufacturers. You've made some connections that you probably would never have made, through the social media.
Oh, there's no question about it. I'm reaching dealers who I would never be in contact with. I mean, a lot of them were the people that I was trying desperately to reach all along and couldn't even get close. You know, it's just so hard to reach people when our business is national and international, and trying to reach out to people to find you as a, so that they pick you as a source to buy from to carry our products is becomes an impossible task when you know you have so much competition. I mean, it comes down to why should someone buy from you when there are so many other places to buy from? Well, you know, what Facebook has done is made it so that it literally does what the name says. It puts us right in the face of all kinds of people who would be interested in our parts, both from a dealer perspective, distributor perspective, and the basic consumer. So it's been fantastic in what it's done in a relatively short time. I mean, I just started out with it just fooling around, not knowing what I was doing. And then, you know, you were able to focus me. And the minute that happened, I went from, you know, having 150 friends and fans to having over 5,000 today, and probably will be, in the area of 10,000 on our fan page in the next 3 months. So you can't beat it.
Yeah. Well, we just want to say, go ahead.
I said, that's great exposure. Hi, this is Tricia Milo. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Tricia. Nice to meet you, too.
I've heard many great things about you and all of your, your business savvy, your experience over the years, and just a lot of, good mentoring. I think both ways, mentoring. You're mentoring George and George mentoring you on social media.
That's right. We've been friends and been trying to make it in the business world for a long time. And I find that this time is probably one of the most exciting times of all. And I've been in business for 30 odd years, and I've never seen the potential for growth in a business with anything else like this. It's the social media is just going to be the ultimate business tool starting right now. It is the ultimate business tool as far as I'm concerned, and I don't think there's any limit to how big this is going to be, and that's why I'm trying to get as much knowledge under my belt as I can so that I can use it to my advantage.
Well, you know what? It's refreshing to hear that you've caught the vision of social media and understanding how much it can affect your business growth. Because a lot of people out there, they still haven't crossed over to really truly believe that the opportunity that any business person has is over a half a billion potential customers. We're talking the whole world eventually.
That's exactly right. I think that's probably the toughest part right now is for the average person, be they a business person or just a consumer, just to realize what this really is. You know, they hear about the internet, they hear about Facebook, but they don't understand that this is the new lifestyle for the world, and that becomes a problem in and of itself just to make people understand what this really is. That, you know, you still have a lot of the people in business who say, well, geez, I don't know anything about the computer. That's not my thing. You know, that's for someone else. So that is a big problem that the industry still faces. But it also is where the growth is going to come from because, you know, so many times I hear a guy say, you know, I don't know anything about the computer, and I don't want anything to do with it. And then next year I might meet that same person at a seminar or something, and they'll be the ones that are touting, oh, gee, I use social media, and I've done this, and I've done that. And I look at them, and I wonder who I'm talking to. But that's exactly the way it's going to go in the future, no question.
Well, it's interesting because my husband has a software marketing business. It's an online business, Visimetrics, Inc., and he's been in business since 2001, and he sells software programs to software engineers, so it's like way behind the screen with binary code, and, you know, it's very abstract for most people unless you're in that business.
Right.
And most of his customers have been international. I mean, the largest percentage of his business, he sells to the international population. And, I mean, he does sell here domestically, but by far his client base, the majority of it is overseas. And one of his partners is Chris Bolt, who lives in New Zealand, and they have never met in person. They've met on Skype and they've emailed, but they've been working together for 7 years.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been introduced to this whole world expansion of a small business through my husband's experience. So it really truly happens for small businesses.
Well, I've seen, like, Danny actually has had inquiries from, like, Israel and all over the place that he wasn't getting before. I mean, you know, just people finding him through a Google search or something, he's getting questions. I mean, that's real power right there. I always use the story, too, that, you know, the way we measure social media gives you an idea as to, you know, what the value of it is. And I always tell the story to Danny about your store. This is your store.
Yeah.
We created a Ning site for his products and services. And a Ning site is basically a branded social network. It's like your own Facebook. And, you know, your 1 minute, that's one of the products that we produce and help manage for Danny. Now, that is his store. In a sense, when he goes in there and posts a blog, he's in there making announcements in his store. And I always say to him that the real power is, you know, if you compare hits to memberships, hits are like people driving past the outside of your store. But members inside your social network are people in your store asking, you know, for help. They're asking questions. You know, like this afternoon, we put out a special using his name, and that went to Facebook, Twitter, and all these other places just from that one announcement. And he had questions coming back, do you ship to the UK? Instantly, and I mean within seconds of that thing going out, somebody was asking him in his network of people in his store, hey, you ship overseas. So when you look at the power of how much money would it have cost to get a publication or a television or a radio show to get to somebody in the UK to get an instant response,
wow.
That's unheard of.
That's true.
Mate?
That's very true. It's just, and if one of the things that George does for me is remind me of that, and it kind of snaps me right into action, because when you use that analogy about it being about somebody being in your store, having a retail background like I have, it makes me jump right into action, and you don't really think of it like that. It's a mindset that has to be learned. And once you understand that you are really meeting and greeting people as if they were coming in your brick and mortar store, wherever it might be, that's when you'll start to really understand the power of social media. There's no question about it.
We've got a question from one of our folks in the chat room on Ning. If you guys have a question, you can ask our caller. Any question, you can call in, and that number is 347-215-8709, or you can go to our Ning, and we have a live chat going on there, and that's your1minute.ning.com. And this question comes from Dave Stowers. Dave is actually our featured sponsor of the month, and he is the owner of Internet Power Hosting, and his question is to Danny, when was it that you realized that you needed video to really be on the cutting edge of business?
I think I always realized that I needed video. You know, that goes back many years. The real
yeah,
problem,
way back, huh, Danny?
Oh yeah, that goes back 20 years at least. I've always known the power of video. Always wanted to use it, but you know, video as it was back then was just so expensive and so time-consuming, and it was a big production. And even when you had a video that you had made, that you spent a lot of time and money putting together, and it was real professional, then you're standing there with that video in your hand, and you're wondering, now what do I have to spend to get it so that people see this video? In other words,
when it really hurt.
That's right. That was when the pain really started. You know, you were excited that you had this, you know, oh, geez, I've got a video. I'm going to make money now. It's, you know, it's all going to be gravy from here. And then you start realizing what it's going to cost for you to actually distribute this video and get people to see it. And that's what's changed. That has changed drastically in literally just, what, the last year or two, George, I would say?
Yeah, I'd say within, you know, it's been around for a while. But, you know, the computing strength of your average home and the speed that was coming into that home has not been, you know, adequate to have this kind of a product.
Right.
And you know, it's really only been in the last 6 months that people started realizing in Facebook that if you put a YouTube video in there, that people will actually watch it. You know, and YouTube's been around for several years, but, you know, the phenomenon of YouTube wasn't about business as much as it was, you know, entertainment.
Right.
And you know, a lot of the television networks and all of that got onto YouTube very quickly because they realized that it is an extremely low-cost delivery system.
Right.
So once they realized it was a low-cost delivery system, they wanted to figure out how to monetize it, and that's now, you know, has funneled money into the development of the second largest search engine in the world is YouTube. So YouTube is owned by Google. Now you've got the coupling of video being at the top of the search engines. So now if you're in a business, you have got to have a video. If you expect to be at the top of any list anymore, you know, paying $5,000 in SEO costs and all of that is going to be useless when the average guy can go make some video about his business or, you know, hire you a 1 minute, obviously.
<That's>
a professional company, you know, then you're not going to, that $5,000 SEO program is not really helping that much. So, you know, to level the playing field, which this has done, it's given us a platform that your average person can afford. It's damn close to free, if not. You know, it's going to change business. And especially small business. It's not, you know, 88% of all business in the United States is done by, you know, small companies. So, you know, small companies could never afford huge budgets. And it always seems like, you know, when a company got in trouble, the first thing that got cut was their advertising budget, which is absolutely the opposite of what they should be doing. So now they don't have to worry so much about, you know, the cost of delivery. Now they can concentrate on spending just a little bit on quality production because the delivery system is there and see it.
Danny, I was going to ask you if you could give us your website URL and your specific Facebook fan page.
Sure, be glad to. It's sure. The basic website is sickshooter.com. That's sickshooter.com, and the Facebook page is Sickshooter TV. And the fan page is, I'm sorry, Six Shooter Motorcycle.
Six Shooter TV.
And then Six Shooter TV. Yeah,
SixShooterTV.ning.com.
And that's right, for the Ning page. I'm sorry, I forgot about it. I have a lot of things going, and that's key, is to get a group of things going like that And it really, that's what makes you really start to take off, when you have a number of different places for people to go to check out what you do and what you offer, and it just starts to feed, one starts to feed on the other. And that's real important for you to keep a little network of programs like that going at all times, and to pay attention to them on an hourly basis, really, not just a daily basis. But, you know, that becomes the responsibility is on you to monitor these websites and Facebook pages and things that you have, to be there when people are looking for you, and that's how you're going to turn, you know, just the general interest into a sale.
Yeah, one of the things that you said before, Danny, was, you know, I've been in business for a long time, too, on again, off again, motherhood sprinkled in the middle there.
Right.
And coming back into mainstream business and meeting up with George and just understanding how business is done today and how it's going to be done in the future, you talked about how exciting it is. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. This is like some kind of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's serious business, but the internet, I mean, it adds this whole different dimension. And like you mentioned earlier, the opportunity, it's a phenomenal opportunity if once you can grasp the concept of being able to do business worldwide. So I share your enthusiasm.
It's true. It's like you say, the key is for you to understand that this is the way things are moving very quickly. It's not going away. It's going to become much bigger than it is. And once you understand that, it's going to be really exciting when you start to act on it. That's the key, is to become involved. Don't be afraid. But one thing that I strongly suggest is that you are involved with a professional who actually knows how to propel you through these different, you know, mazes that you're going to have to go through to get to a successful operation that's paying off. You know, one of the things that happens to people is that they say, well, you know, oh gee, I know how to manage my Facebook now. I'm all set. I don't need anybody's help, which means I don't need to pay for anybody's assistance. And that's probably the biggest mistake that someone can make, is to think that they can manage all of these things, even if they have, you know, I'm talking about the person who's running a one or two person operation or a business that has 50 or 60 employees. If they don't have a professional who really knows how to work social media, they will not get to where they want to go. They'll become frustrated. They'll think that this thing doesn't work for me, and they'll eventually just kind of flounder around, not pay much attention to it, and then not reap the benefits. And so the biggest bit of advice that I can give to someone is to make sure that they stay close to a professional. Hire a professional for the things that you know you're going to be weak at, and use them for the things that you know you're just not going to be able to stay with on a consistent basis. That's when you need to open up the wallet just a little bit. And the good news is it doesn't hurt. It's very inexpensive, but you do have to lay out a little money to make this whole thing work.
For sure. Well, the professional that comes to my mind is George Robbins, because he's been doing social media for at least 5 years, which is probably beyond almost everybody else I know that has not been doing social media that long. And I think in some respects, George, don't you go back to even like more than 5 years?
Oh, I can say, George, I was going to say, let me answer that for George.
okay.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because George is the guy that I'm actually talking about. In other words, I couldn't recommend anyone more than George, based on the knowledge that he's had from being in the business for almost 30 years. I mean, this guy, you know, was around, you know, running television stations, and he was the guy behind the scenes that was running the complete videography for major stars in the entertainment business. He has a resume that's about 3 miles long in this business. And I haven't met anyone who understands and knows how to operate social media like George yet. And that's, you know, I don't say that just to make George feel better. I say it because I've seen what
you
George
do.
Is.
You make.
yeah. I'm not trying to make George.
But it does.
Feel I'm saying I've seen what he's done. I mean, he has a resume for running just about every aspect in the media business that you can think of. And you can challenge him on that, and believe me, you'll get the right answers on what he's done from everybody that's been around him. No question about it.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. And George is sitting there with a big smile on his face. I am a big smile right now.
It's just really, you know, I feel really blessed with the career that I've been given and the people that I've been, you know, blessed to have connected with. And Danny's one of them. And Trisha's one, too, because she brings a lot of, you know, marketing experience from her days of owning a marketing agency in Chicago. And we all know Chicago is like, you know, advertising capital of the world. So she's got a lot of business savvy, a lot of experience. Danny's been my mentor since way back. We're talking, we used to ride around. Yeah, there was four or five of us, right? It was me, Danny, my co-host,
Ernie
Floyd,
yep.
And our camera guy, Wolfie,
yep.
Which was John Carnegie. And we literally created our own television network. And we were doing, in a way, it was social television then. Because
right.
We were going out into the community and we were holding, you know, events to raise money for youth centers and, you know, we were raising money for local colleges, and we were doing a lot of stuff for the community using our television, you know, medium, our platform.
Right.
So that, in a sense, was social media back then.
Yep.
You know, and I've been doing it ever since, and I love doing it, and I would love to, you know, do it for a lot of folks who are out there who need this kind of thing. You know, one other thing I was going to say to add on before you guys started, you know, stroking my back, you know, one of the things about social media is if you don't get involved with a professional, you could say the wrong thing,
right,
okay, in front of a lot of people, or you could put up the wrong picture, or you could have, like, for example, your personal life connected to your business life. And I see this all the time. People who are in business in Facebook have their wedding photos up. Now, that's not, don't get me wrong, it's a good thing to have a personal touch. But, it, you know, to some people, it's commingling of accounts. You know, you don't want some people to have their children up along with their business. You know, you don't want to say the wrong thing, like criticize someone else's business, which makes you look bad. You know, and I see these things happening all the time. And what a professional will show you is that you can separate those accounts. And by separating those accounts, you can, you know, protect yourself and protect your business. You know, you don't want it can be extremely damaging if you say something to 5,000 people that offends 3,000 of them. Because 3,000, it's easy enough to have one person just say, you know what, I think I'm going to tell 10 friends not to do business with him. And that will multiply just as easy as somebody giving you, probably faster than somebody giving you a pat on the back and saying, I think you should do business. Because that is always a difficult thing for people to do. But to knock somebody down is an easy thing because it's almost like they're protecting you against. So it's very easy for somebody to say, don't do business with that person, than it is to say, okay, I'm going to put my reputation against the back of this person. And if you're not saying the right things, and if you're not working with a professional, that could be damaging to, you know, what you're doing, if you don't know what you're doing.
That's true.
You know, so I just wanted to put that out there as a, not as a fear tactic, but as advice, that working with a skilled professional is key to, you know, your success using this new medium.
Right. And I just, on a good note, I have to hang up right now because while we're talking.
That's a good note.
Well, let me tell you why I'm hanging up, because while we're talking, I've got 9 new orders, internet orders, for my products. So,
wow.
I've got to.
Congratulations.
Wow.
There's the evidence right there. So that's the good news. So I want to thank you guys. It's been a good, great conversation, and I know everybody's. I hope everybody's picked up a little something that they can use, and I'll talk to you guys real soon.
All right. I appreciate you coming in and sharing with us, Danny.
No problem. Anytime. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Bye bye.
All right, Danny Brand, everybody. Thanks for that. And I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break and go into the chat room and share a few URLs. If you all want to call in, the number is 347-215-8709, or you can join us on youronminute.ning.com. That's your1minute.ning.com. And in there we have a live chat going on. You see Dave Stowers and Michelle Mann, Trisha Milo, and myself and others. And we're going to listen to another selection from a good friend of mine, Hal Olinger, who is a local musician who writes tracks, actually, for your 1 minute commercials. So as we play a few of these songs, you may hear something that you like, and if you decide that you want that on your 1 minute, Harold would greatly appreciate the credit. So go ahead and give us a call or join us online. And Trisha, did you have one more thing that you wanted to add?
The only thing I wanted to add was, can you tell everyone where Danny's business is located, where his headquarters is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I do want to thank Danny for joining us this evening. Danny Brand, a good friend of mine. Danny is the owner of Six Shooter Custom Motorcycle Parts and Apparel, and he's located right there on Cape Cod in Mashpee, Massachusetts. He has an office there, and his lovely wife Maria and his son Evan are all part of the family business, and they've been in business for quite a while now. So you can go to Six Shooter, that's S-I-C-K-S-H-O-O-T-E-R, tv.ning.com. That's Six Shooter TV. .ning.com. And on there, he would be more than happy to have you join his social network. You could also find him at Six Shooter Motorcycles on Facebook. All right, let's go ahead and play some Hal Olinger and Friends, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more Your 1 minute. All right? Hang in there. All right, we're back. All right. That was Hal Oehlinger and friends, everybody. Hal Oehlinger. Yeah, he's really good. Yes. Yes, sir.
Do you know him personally?
Oh, yes.
You do? Yes.
Harold actually plays background music for our Your 1 Minute Business Card Bashes.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
we need to have a Your 1 Minute Business Card Bash.
You know what we do? We haven't had one in a while. We need to get everybody together for a big old bash.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah.
Especially around the holidays, huh? A little Christmas bash.
When was the last time we had a bash? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yes, that's right, Dave. He is the driving coach. Hal Oehlinger is also known as the driving coach. He goes out and he teaches people how to drive. But he does it, in parking lots, and he takes people out in their own cars, just to give them a refresher just before they go to take their test. He'll do a refresher courses and all that. He's been that for a long time, the driving coach.
Can you put either his video up, his Your 1 Minute video, or his URL?
Yeah, sure. We can share his Your 1 Minute video that we shot 5 years ago.
Wow.
That's how long we've been doing Your 1 Minute. That's how long we've been at this. About at least 5 years ago we shot his. And he's great. You know, Harold, he has many, many tracks, and that's his love, is his music. And, he's a good family man, works hard, and he has a lot of connections, and we just love him to death, man. We, you know, Hal Ehrling has been at one point Hal was my roommate at one point, and then his career took off for a little bit, and I obviously took off. I was out of town a lot, so.
You should stay connected with people.
Oh, years, forever. If I make a friend with you, you have a friend for life.
Yeah, I'm going to know you when I'm like 90 years old, right?
I would hope.
my goal is to live to be 100, so there you go. Okay.
George Burns did it.
Well, yes, he did. Well, you know what? I mean, I think you stay connected with people when you can share experiences. And, you know, of course it can be personal, but nowadays when you talk about social media, there's no way. You don't have any excuse to not be connected with someone. And you know what's been happening with me this past week? Finally, my cousins are getting connected with me on Facebook and LinkedIn. I've had like 3-4 cousins now finally get on board this week with me.
Wow. So you're making connections from way back.
Right. Well, I mean, I've seen them more recently, but I could just, you know, even I'm trying to get people to come on board with Facebook and LinkedIn. And, you know, we're talking baby boomer generation. And it's really like, you know, pulling them, like I'm pulling them on the red carpet when we're out there with the, you know, when you're behind the camera and we're meeting and greeting people on the red carpet and they get, you know, deer in headlights look. And, you know, it's just a new technology or technology in general. People just kind of freak for a moment and then you introduce the technology to them and then they get comfortable with it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's just fear, you know, and there's really nothing to be afraid of. And that's another reason why you need to, you know, probably work with somebody who's a professional, even if it's just to get your knowledge up, you know, so that you can alleviate a lot of that fear, you know, because the opportunity is too great to be sitting on the sidelines, you know.
Well, you know what, having a professional, having someone who has been involved with social media for longer than a month, someone who's been involved with it for maybe 5 years, I would consider to be an expert on it because social media has not really, that name social media has only been around maybe, you know, social media management or social media manager for a position. It's probably only come into existence maybe a year ago, but I think mostly since January of this year.
Yeah, definitely within 6 to 8 months. That's a new field that's coming out. And, you know, there are some people that are paying, top dollar. That's how much they find the value of this position. And there aren't too many people out there. There aren't too many programs that even teach this, you know, out there. So it's not like you can just go to a college course and just pick this up. I mean, this is something that you have got to be working all the time because it constantly shifts, it constantly changes. You know, the one thing that's been constant, though, I see is video and audio. It's just the one constant in all the changes that have happened in online presence, and it's the going trend, and that hasn't changed. People need to have those things. But, you know, as far as people having websites compared to social networks, compared to, you know, online shopping carts or, you know, writing a blog, those things have all changed. They constantly change. So you've got to have somebody who's ahead of the game that surfs the wave way out in front of the rest.
That's right. Well, you know what? It's they keep trying to define, you know, social media and try to understand it and measure it, and then as soon as they think they're going to get a handle on it, it changes. It morphs into something else. They have a hard time quantifying it. I know one university that offers, I think it's a one-year like certification for social media, and that's at Full Sail University, and I believe they're in Florida. I think they're in Orlando. And Northwestern University in Chicago, they just this past year now are offering a media major, in media, which, again, pardon?
In social media?
No, media as in just technology and... I think it's pretty broad. I'm not too sure about them offering much on social media, because who are you going to find to teach it? You know what I mean? There's not that many people. And the ones that do know it well, they have learned it by, walking through fire. You know what I mean? They have learned it on their own. They have been determined to figure it out on their own. Because really, if you're at the front of social media, if you're one of the people that, are out there and can give a presentation about social media to other people, those are the people that are really the pioneers in it, and they are the ones that have really pursued it, trying to figure it out. And meanwhile, all of those social media networks have been doing their own things as far as modifying what you can and cannot do on their own networks, and then linking them to each other in fascinating ways.
Yeah, that in itself is a whole another thing, a revolution. Okay, because even like a year ago, you couldn't get, if you were on one social network, most of them had the mindset that they didn't want you to belong to any other social network. So they didn't talk to each other. They didn't connect with each other. They didn't look like each other. They didn't act like each other. But now you see that, like, they're all interconnected. That was a revolution, because I could go into one network and say something once, and it would go across all these other different networks. Now, that was a complete change in the way they were operating, like, a year, 2 years ago. I know for a fact that when I went into Plaxo, for example, if I went into Plaxo 2 years ago, they wouldn't let me even talk about my business.
Oh, my goodness.
They wouldn't even let you talk about your business. In fact, I had gotten kicked out because I was talking about business. Now, that was just a year ago, 2 years ago. I've since been welcomed back to Plaxo with a fine Your 1 Minute group that was instantly populated with people who wanted to talk about it.
Yes.
Talk about you. So, I mean, even the people who have developed these social networks are figuring it out.
Well, yes, they're still developing their product.
They said he dropped Plaxo for the same reason.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dave says he dropped Plaxo for the same reason.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you know what? What that shows, and you know what? What I also just thought of is, where have these programs been developed? Are they not all, United States? Are they not all Americans that have created, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn? Am I correct in that or not?
Google, Yahoo, yeah, eBay.
Do you see where the creativity comes from this country, from this capitalist society that we have here? We are the entrepreneur society in the world, because that's how we have all been raised in this culture, is to think of creative ideas and then to make something of those ideas. And so, and I think with those models of Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and all of them,
YouTube.
Although YouTube being linked together, I think that's sending a big message to the rest of us about building alliances. We are much stronger and will be much more successful if we help each other and we build alliances and grow our businesses together.
Yeah, I'm just really excited. I mean, you know, I don't know of any other advertising avenue that you can get such an instant response from than this. I mean, Danny got nine. He just said it. He has to let us go to handle business from an ad that we placed on there at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
you know,
you did? You placed an ad?
We placed an ad on his Facebook at 5 o'clock this afternoon with a special offer. And what was it, like 9:30? He had nine people instantly call in. Now, his basic product, that special that he's selling, averages a list price of $259. And now you just had nine people make internet orders on that special? This is from one free posting on his Facebook page. If that's not return on investment, I don't know what is. You know,
well, yes.
That's crazy return on investment.
Well, okay,
and Danny,
well,
if you're still listening, if Danny's still listening, I expect my check.
That's right. I was just going to say, you know what, I mean, investment, well, okay, so he had an understanding of the value of being on social media in order to sell more of his products. And so who does he know? He knows George Robbins. So he says, okay, I'm going to, you know, ask George Robbins, you know, to help create some, you know, new marketing channels for my business by going on social media for me, because he's an expert. He knows what he's doing. And so you do that, and he has immediate success. No wonder he was so excited about social media.
You know, that's amazing. I mean, that's what is that? That's got to be, if you're 250 times 9 is what? That's $1,000?
$2,250
in business from 10 minutes on Facebook. That's, can you buy a print ad and say, that's the other thing about it is it's measurable. You know, the results are measurable.
Sales. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, it's not just, it's measurable in sales for certain. But even if he didn't sell anything, I can tell him 5,500 people looked at this. I can give him a stat. And we can tailor make, you know, his business plan is a flowing document. You know, his marketing plan is now a flowing document. He can say, okay, that didn't work so much. You know, by the stats and who was watching and the responses and the comments that he gets. He's getting instant market research. All this is happening from posting on Facebook and in all the other social networks, one special of the day. That's it. Now,
well,
you're not going to beat return on investment. In fact, I remember just this week, Tatiana, who is another one of our sponsors, she is the owner of the Georgia Commerce Club and Mike's Ad Shop, which is a very unique program where they buy space on websites and advertisers buy time from Mike's Ad Shop, and they place them on various websites, including their own. You know, she was looking for a hosting company for a new venture that she's going, and instantly the first thing that came to my mind was Dave Stowers, of course, you know, Internet Power Hosting, right? So I didn't just send Dave's phone number. I sent Dave's video over to her. And she couldn't thank me enough.
You mean the year 1 minute? Yeah.
Yeah, the 1 minute Dave Stowers Internet Power Hosting, which is on the front page of your1minute.net.com. You can all watch that, or you can go to youtube.com/your1minute and watch all of our 1 minute videos. But she couldn't thank me enough because she got a full understanding of what Dave could do for her from the video. So I'm hoping, Dave says that they haven't talked yet, but hopefully, you know, we'll get, get together. That's just the power of an introduction. That was a virtual introduction.
That was a virtual introduction. That's right. That's like as if, I mean, that was even more effective than if he were to just knock on her front door because of the content that's in the video says so much more, and then there's that visual presentation. So it's not just, you know, words, it's visual. So there's a better, for most people, they're, most people are visual learners or they're kinesthetic learners, and so they want to see as well as hear the words. And so how powerful is a video? I mean, it just told her so much about the power hosting business of Dave. So,
yeah.
It's excellent. It's the best way.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, go ahead.
You know, you just can't. It's such a comprehensive medium. I mean, it's basically a personal introduction along with a commercial. And so it's, you know, you're combining the high tech and the high touch.
And the high touch. I like that. That's excellent. Yeah. Well, we're running out of time. We've got about 8 minutes left to the show. I can't believe it went by so fast. You know, I was going to cut the show down, but, you know, I made the show an hour and a half because I wanted to leave enough time for people to be able to call in and share their websites and share their email addresses and whatever else they wanted to share and talk a little bit about their companies. But we got really into this deep conversation about social media video, and Danny was so, you know, great, you know. I mean, it's always great to get a testimonial and a live testimonial with 9 orders, right, as we're talking. That you can't beat that kind of
While he's talking about his business, it's almost like he is also sending out more information to more people who are listening. And possibly once he hung up and got, you know, online, he might have even had more customers come through because of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he might have. I'm willing to bet you that he had listeners come in from Blog Talk. So, you know, we want you all to join us. And Dave is reminding me that we're not talking about your 1 minute enough. But, you know, I do want to invite everybody to, you know, take full advantage of the Your 1 minute program and what we can do for you in social media, marketing, social media management, but mostly in video, you know, production and audio production, like radio programming, because it works. And it's very affordable. You'd be surprised that what, you know, some of our products are as low as $75. So, you know, it's very easy to get started. All you need to do is join us on your1minute.ning.com. And you can create your own business profile page, and you can share that page on Facebook and MySpace and LinkedIn and all of them. YouTube. What else? Where else can you? It goes everywhere. Twitter,
Dig.
WordPress. Yeah. So
you
pretty much, you, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you can email it and you can send it on your cell.
Right, exactly. I mean, so once it's up, you know, there's a million places to put it. And then if you couple that with some good advice, you know, some of the things you can do yourself, but some things you're just not going to have time for. And, you know, you can always call your one-minute folks, and we can help you with a lot of that stuff. But when you post a blog in youronemin.com, you can easily click one button, and that goes out to all your various social networks. So it's a very powerful tool. Plus, it has a myriad of people from all around the world, businesses that you can explore and make direct connections with and talk directly to the individuals from that store location. So it's a great networking opportunity. We often put up educational pieces, you know, that will help you understand what's happening and all of that out there in the social world. So you have anything else that I'm leaving out there, Tricia?
Well, I guess the other product that we're selling that we're having great success with is our red carpet treatment. So if you're having an upcoming event, and it can be, you know, a networking event, it can be a series of workshops, it can be or just something that's completely social. But if you want to capture that and create some buzz for your members or your guests or attendees, have us come and set up our red carpet treatment, and we'll be right there to meet and greet your guests, and we will give them a brief interview, get them on camera, and we'll record the event from beginning to end. And it will be in high definition. It will be edited and branded, and you will have a whole, a whole complete picture of your event captured on video that you can use to promote your organization. You can also possibly, you can promote your organization with it, but also if you have speakers that are presenting, you can even create smaller individual kinds of videos for those speakers to use to market themselves. So it's a great opportunity to just add an excitement to an event, as well as for you to capture it and also, you know, pass it on.
We can even get Joan Rivers to give you a critique of the best and worst dress. So if anybody's interested in the red carpet treatment, we can make it as real as we need it to be, though. I love it as a product.
I do. I think it's a great product. And, well, you know, you want me to have the personality of a Joan Rivers? I have to work on that one.
No, not you. We'll actually get Joan Rivers.
Okay.
She's out of work right now. She's on the TV channel, so she'd be more than happy to come do a few red carpets for us.
Yeah, you and Donald, Donald Trump, you know, he had her on The Apprentice, I think. Remember?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so
if she can do Donald Trump, she can definitely do your event.
She probably wants to come to Hot Atlanta.
She probably lives here. Everybody lives in Atlanta these days.
Well, at least they have a house here.
Yeah. We're down to about 1 minute here. We got 1 minute left, so let's give out that information one more time before we go, and I'd like to say thank you to Tricia for joining us, and Dave, and Michelle Mann, who was with us. And I just wanted to let you all know that you're invited to come to youronemin.com. That's the word your, Y-O-U-R, the number one, minute, M-I-N-U-T-E, .ning.com. I'm your host, George Robbins, and Tricia Milan. If you ever want to get in touch with either one of us, you can call me, George Robbins, at 404-414-6131, or Tricia Milo at 404-580-5737.
Well,
we greatly appreciate everybody listening to us, and we hope to see you next time on Your 1 Minute, and we'll be back again next Thursday on Your 1 Minute. And if you haven't had a chance to check us out on YouTube, please join us at youtube.com/Your 1 Minute, and there you are going to see some great videos, including Internet Power Hosting, which right now is currently one of my favorites. So thank you again, Tricia, and thanks, Dave and Michelle. We greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome, George. You have a good night, and we'll see everyone here next week. Same time, same place.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.